Stockade Australia have stopped the traffic in four major cities this week. They've drawn attention to the coal trains at Newcastle Port. This exported coal is obviously fueling climate chaos. But in Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne, climbers have been suspended over the container ports. They are not all young. One woman was 62. And they are pointing our attention to the consumerism that is also creating ecological collapse. I have Neve here. She abseiled off a bridge in Melbourne, blocking six lanes of traffic leading to the port. So welcome to the community radio, Neve, and to the
Thanks for
climate
having me.
commissioner. Yeah, thank you. Well, tell us, why did you do it?
Yeah, so the system that we call Australia is fueling the climate crisis, and this system is, extracting and exploiting on this continent. And the Port of Melbourne is a major bottleneck of this system. It's part of the economy that fuels this crisis, and that, the system runs off profit and money. And so by blocking, the road, six lanes road that goes in and out of Melbourne's container port, which is the largest container port in Australia, I effectively was stopping the system and halting the climate crisis in for a second, like in that moment. And that's what we need to see on a mass scale if we're ever going to effectively create the change we need to see.
Yeah. Well, I spent a long time yesterday watching the Blockade Australia people in all those cities on YouTube, and really just long speeches. One very breathless one was sitting way up above, very high up. And I think many people instinctively feel that our system is tearing our future apart and creating climate chaos and ecological collapse. But they can't think past the system. I mean, we had a shutdown in COVID during the pandemic. It was quite surprising to see all those airplanes, all those ships just stopped. But that's temporary. That's pandemic. We understand that. But this is a much bigger, longer lasting thing. What do you, is it unthinkable to you that things, all this system could change?
It's not unthinkable. That's why I do it, because I know that, like, there is no other choice. We can't live under the system that is going to kill us all. The only way is to change the system. And, like, I don't have all the answers of what that system is going to look like. I'm just a 20-year-old, but people have been doing research on this for ages. There are ways we can come work together as a community to design the future that we need to see, one that doesn't exploit and extract and kill.
But for you, reading some of those reports, I've also read loads of reports on various points, like little spanners in the works, little things, circular economy, for example, these ideas. But which ones attract you?
Well, I don't know if I have like a particular, vision for what the future looks like, because I've kind of always been, at a point where I could like start thinking about what the future looked like. I kind of just thought of climate change and thought there is no future. I have to fight for my future, or fight to like see anything in the future. And so I haven't spent a huge amount of time visioning, but I guess like I don't have necessarily like a system thing. I just see a future that, isn't there, designed to extract and exploit, and people are living, together without oppression and in community. And I think that's like what I would love to see.
Yeah, something I thought was very interesting in one of the comments, person said, power resides not only in governments and institutions, and they're the usual targets for activists, aren't they? You pester politicians and you demand things from banks and institutions. But it says power resides in the movement of goods and resources via roads, ports, and rails. And through disrupting these flows, the system is challenged. Do you think the system is showing signs of challenge, or are they just going to arrest you and ignore you?
Well, by blocking six lanes of traffic, I was causing a disruption, which was like therefore, a stop in the system. Like it like blocks the system up for a moment, and there is no way they can ignore that if it continues to happen, which is what's been happening across the continent for this last week. Power does lie in these economic bottlenecks. That's where we have the power to create the change, which is why that's what why we've chosen to go after them and block them.
Right. Does it depend for you on the media picking up this story?
No, I think what makes these actions effective is the fact that they cause the disruption and halt the system. And that's the important thing, is that we're taking action that is not just about a media story, it's about creating the effective change ourselves.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously very well organized to do that in four major cities simultaneously. Terrific. What did it feel like planning that and then achieving it?
Oh, it was pretty incredible to hang there, knowing that there was lots of hard work behind the scenes going on, and knowing that we pulled it off and that, I was there blocking six lanes of traffic, and felt very empowered to know that I was creating change, because the only way to do that is through powerful direct action
Yeah.
as a
Well,
collective.
I hope the message is not distorted in the transmission. You know how we've had such a lot of community discussion about Extinction Rebellion, throwing paint at famous paintings or something. It's that distortion that people never say, why did you do it? What's your experience leading up to this, that this was a justifiable thing? They always leave it just vague. So how do you think you can overcome that?
Well, I think telling like a personal story, the fact that like, this climate, the climate crisis has been something in my life since I was, very little, grew up within the news. When I was turned 15, I started school striking for climate because that was the way I thought that, I was going to create the change. And I saw nothing come of that when I asked of people. And so I think it's important to just like tell people that, the way we're taking action is the only way that's going to create effective change. Many of us have tried other ways, and the climate crisis is the thing on our minds at the moment because it is the thing that it was going to kill us all.
Yeah, I'm glad it's on your mind because for so many people they're really blocking their ears and not letting it get in. And I think that's right, that doing everything you can in the normal way, school striking, normal channels and all of that. So many people tell me they've done all of that. And so many people in the older age bracket tell me they really take inspiration from the young people. But I wonder if they'll support young people like you doing this much more daring, much more dramatic action, and also targeting the whole system, the whole consumerist system, profit making.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see, but Blockade Australia is made up of young people and old people. Today we saw, a 62-year-old woman jump up on a container train in Melbourne. Like, Blockade Australia covers all demographics because the climate crisis is going to affect everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so what is your story in the background of this? What is the main experience of climate change or reading about it that, throbs away for you?
Well, like, to be honest, when I started school striking and I was like in high school, I was a 15-year-old, and someone said, do you want to come and organize this school strike for the climate? Like, I think it's really important. And I said yes. And I started reading the news, and it absolutely terrified me to like realize that we're facing all these tipping points that were going to cause complete and utter climate collapse and like kill human and non-human life and ecosystems and like everything we know and love about this planet. And I think from that moment on, it has driven me forward, and like continuing to make sure that, we are going to beat the climate crisis. And this taking that action yesterday by abseiling off that bridge was just a moment in knowing that the system is the cause of that climate, of the climate crisis, and that that's the thing that we need to stop if we're ever going to stop climate change.
Yeah, maybe spell it out a bit more. I think a lot of people are very familiar with the coal port type protests, stopping the coal trains in Newcastle. That's been going on for a long, long time. I've been to trials of that over the last decade, people fought for that. And you can see the direct connection to climate change there. But what about these container ports? They're just bringing white goods back and forth, aren't they? And things wrapped in plastic. So it's the how does that impact on climate change? How do you connect those two to really persuade the public?
Yeah, so like container ports are economic bottlenecks of the system. So they're like where major thoroughfares of goods and imports and exports of the system go through. And like, you know, the import export system is responsible for a huge amount of our emissions going into climate change, but they're also super powerful centers at play in the economy of the system and in the institutions that like run the system. And like those institutions and corporations and the government rely on these big like economic bottlenecks to make the system function, and without them, they like the system doesn't function. And so we're targeting them so that we can have a chance to wield that power to stop climate change.
Yeah, I think it's also the growth that's always growing, isn't it? Like Melbourne Port is
Yeah.
edged to put get ever bigger ships in there,
Yes.
and all around the world this is happening. There's nobody saying there's a finite point here. It's infinite profit available and infinite extraction to get it.
Yeah, infinite growth, infinite profit. Like it's
Yeah.
something that we know is never going to work and is always going to fuel the climate crisis, but something the system is never going to give up.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your honesty saying you don't have all the answers, because I don't either, and I interview lots and lots of people, but it's like the blind men describing the camel, you know, each describes a
Yeah.
little corner, their little niche of it. And I think there has to be some spanner in the works, even just to stop. It's just like I'm putting a spanner in this machine, sabotaging this machine for the moment to give you time to
Yeah.
think. You know, I thought
Yes,
COVID would give
definitely.
us time to think, but I don't think it was long enough.
Not long enough. Clearly, we need to continue thinking, and there are many more things, but I think we also need to continue acting. I really encourage people to like think about the actions that Blockade Australia have taken this past week and the coordinated mobilization that's happened across this continent.
Yeah.
And encourage like why people took that action and how you could take that action too to stop the climate crisis.
Yeah. I don't know that you'll get many people joining you up on those abseiling the tripod things, but I think a lot of people will support you with money for your court case and for just moral support behind you. Tell us about you were arrested, I think. Is that going to how did that go?
Yes, so I was arrested yesterday post abseil, and I'm all done with court. I finished with court yesterday. Got my outcome and got a 1 month good behaviour bond. So I'm pretty much off.
All in one
With
day.
all in 1 day, I spent 9 hours in small cell rooms, getting wandered around from room to room, waiting to go see the magistrate. But yes, made it through and have finalized my case. And so, yeah,
What did the
all good for
magistrate
me.
say?
The magistrate told me that, you know, the climate crisis is important, but I should also think about my future. And I didn't say anything in return, but I think if I could have, I would have said, I don't have a future due to the climate crisis. And that's not going to deter me from taking the effective action that needs to happen.
Wow. Well, I interviewed a young teacher, like a trainee teacher up in Newcastle years ago, and she locked onto the coal port machinery. And as a
Yeah.
result, she can't ever teach again. You know, she lost her ability to teach, you know, her license, really. So it is serious what you're doing for someone in their 20s to take on this. It creates a liability unless there's the sympathy there, which sounds like the magistrate really gets it. So good. Thanks very much, Neve. So, for the listeners, this is Blockade Australia. We've been speaking to Neve. There are many other people doing simultaneously these actions. You can see them on YouTube. Is that the best way? Just type
You can
in.
see them on Facebook, Instagram, just search it up on the internet. Anywhere, Blockade Australia should pop up.
Is there any more action planned that you can tell us?
I
Or
don't
future?
know any details, but it's a week-long mobilization, and hopefully we'll see more things to come.
Great. All right. Thanks very much, Neve. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. See you.